Willie Nelson has collaborated with everyone, really just about everyone, from jazz trumpeter Wynton Marsalis to the Spanish singer Julio Iglesias. Nelson's latest collaboration brings him a little closer to home. He's playing the music of one of his idols, Western swingmaster Bob Wills, with the band Asleep at the Wheel. It's the kind of old-style music you might have heard long ago when Bob Wills' tour bus would stop by at a honky-tonk beside the highway. NPR's John Burnett caught up with Willie Nelson and friends at just such a place.
Willie's place is a combination truck stop, restaurant, and dance hall an hour south of Dallas. Willie Nelson and Asleep at the Wheel are playing tonight, and the place is packed.
Live on the radio from Carl's Corner. Let's hear it!
Carl's Corner, Texas is a tiny municipality created for the sole purpose of selling beer in a dry county. In an earlier day, Carl's Corner was known far and wide as a way station for lonely truckers looking for love on the interstate. The kind of place that Willie might have sung about.
Bring it on down to my house, honey. Ain't nobody home with me.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on down to my house, honey. I need your company.
The proprietor, Carl Cornelius, is shocked that anyone would suggest such a thing.
Don't have any of that kind of stuff. People live in a world of fantasy because somebody can say something as a joke and then that's just not the truth.
Nowadays, 18-wheelers line up to buy diesel and a boutique biofuel called Willie's Biodiesel. Inside, it's a shrine to the 75-year-old country music icon who's a part owner.
I've got Willie Nelson, Born for Trouble caps. On my bandanas, I have Willie's standard red bandana.
Culturally, Carl's Corner sits in the heart of a region with rusting cotton gins, well-kept Baptist churches, and deep musical roots. Call it the Triangle of Twang. Nelson grew up just down the interstate in the farming town of Abbott. Over in Mahia lived the great country and western songstress Cindy Walker, and Fort Worth was home of the king of western swing, Bob Wills.
Woke up this morning looking for my shoes, looked behind the trunk, found the hesitation blues. Lordy, tell me how long.
Lordy, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate?
This song is off of the new CD, Willie and the Wheel. The executive producer is the late legendary Jerry Wexler, who helped launch the careers of Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin, among others. Nelson was signed briefly to Atlantic Records in the early 70s when Wexler decided that Willie should do a tribute to Western swing.
He always wanted to do this album. He wrote down the titles of these songs and he wanted to see me do them at some point, you know, because he loved Western swing and he knew the music.
It was a natural concept for Nelson because this is the music he was raised on.
You know, I was been in a band ever since I was 10 or 12 years old and one kind or another, and we always sang Bob Wills because that was the hot music of the day.
Nelson left Atlantic before he could do the Western swing album, but Wexler never forgot the concept. In 2007, more than 30 years later, he called up Nelson's manager and suggested Willie team up with Asleep at the Wheel to do the record.
If the song's too hot, cool it if you can. Better go out and get yourself a 5-cent fan and fan it.
Nelson, his hair in a long gray braid, sits in his tour bus across from Ray Benson, leader of the Wheel, leaning against a stove and crossing his size 15 cowboy boots. Benson says he was honored to co-produce Wexler's last project.
I'd send him mixes in the mail, and he heard the finished tune of, I think, about 7 of them. And then he passed away just a month before it was totally packaged. You know.
Jerry Wexler died last August at 91, after a half century in the music business. As for Nelson and Benson, they go back a long way. It was Willie who first invited the Wheel, then a cowboy hippie band playing around the Bay Area, to think about a new home.
Told him he should go to Austin, bring his band, because I'd heard them and thought they were great. And I knew that everybody in Texas would love it.
And we loved Willie Nelson because Willie's approach to music was ours. If it's a good song and there's a little bit of jazz, a little bit of country, a little bit of blues, that's what it was about.
In the crowd tonight is Joe Nick Petoskey, Texas music journalist and author of the recent biography, Willie Nelson, An Epic Life. Petoskey has heard Willie's collaborations with Julio Iglesias, Wynton Marsalis, and Snoop Dogg. But to him, the swinging cowboy jazz band on stage tonight feels like Nelson has come home.
All these cats are pickers. Forget that they're songwriters or entertainers.
They're jazz players, and they're playing hot, and this is what counts.
Fellow country outlaw Waylon Jennings sang this about his old friend Willie Nelson. He'll be the first to tell you, Bob Wills is still the king. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Lots of these and plenty of those, and boy, oh boy, those sweaty clothes.
Oh, you pretty woman.
I never kiss her more than once unless she just demands it. And when she holds me closer, dear, I like it, but I can't stand it. Took her riding in her coupe and made my heart go boop, boop, doo.
Oh, you pretty woman.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.